Es hat zwar sehr nicht aber ich sage mir wir sagen cool und darf nun hey the mission said nitel hat hat Rabbi Yehuda Neymar Rava said, it's only kosher if the spleen was entirely removed. However, if the spleen was punctured, it would be a treifa. In fact, Rabbi Yosi bar Oven or Rabbi Yosi bar Zavida asked, Misha says, if a person cuts a piece from an animal's fetus in the womb and leaves it in the womb, and the mother is then shechted, it's mutter to be eaten. However, if someone cuts from the spleen or the kidney of the mother itself and leaves it inside until after the shechita, it's also to be eaten. Now, this suggests that the mother itself could be eaten even though a piece of the spleen has been cut off. And for the more, in truth, the animal would be also to eat. The reason the Misha says so in terms of the spleen is because it's spoken in terms of the cut piece of the fetus. So then it also speaks in the cut piece of the spleen. Second Tarzimara, a punctured spleen makes the animal a treifa, but a cut spleen does not. Mishnah then said, Nitlu hakloyos. Rachish bar Papa in the name of Rav said, if an animal was diseased and even one of his kidneys becomes a treifa. Now, Yisrael, they said that Rav meant this is, he only meant this when the disease reaches into the middle of the kidney. Rav Nechunya said, I asked the experts in regard to treifa in Eretz Yisrael, and they told me that the halacha follows Rachish bar Papa, but the halacha does not follow Rav Avira. However, we only don't follow Rav Avira when the spleen was punctured in its thin end. But when it was punctured in its thick end, it's a treifa. Even then, if there remains a thickness of a golden dinner that was not punctured, it's kosher. So, my right in Eretz Yisrael, they said, whatever makes a lung into a treifa would be kosher for a kidney, as we see that a puncture makes a lung a treifa, and it's kosher in the case of a kidney. It would reason that anything that would not make a lung a treifa would certainly not make a kidney a treifa. Rabbi Tanchuma asks, is that true? When there is pus in the lung, it remains kosher, and yet pus in the kidney makes it a treifa. There's also the case of clear fluid that's kosher in both places. Rashi says he doesn't know what the question is from this case. Anyway, so the Gemara answers, rather, Ravashi said, cases of treifa cannot be compared to each other. Different organs become treifas from different conditions. The Gemara says clear fluid is not a problem only when it's truly clear. If it's cloudy, the animal's a treifa. Even if it's clear, if it smells bad, it would be a treifa. The Gemara continues, if a kidney shriveled up, the animal becomes a treifa unless the kidney of a small animal remains at least the size of a bean and the kidney of a large animal remains at least the size of a medium-sized grape. The Mishnah said, Nital ho'aim shallah. The Mishnah used the word aim to refer to the uterus. The Bryce says that the aim is also known as the tarpachas, and it's also known as the shalpuchis. All right, the Mishnah then said, Vacharusa b'dei shamayim kashera. A Bryce says, if an animal's lung became shriveled from fright, if it had become afraid at the b'dei shamayim, like thunder or lightning, remains kosher. If it happened from a person, it's a treifa. Shimon Lazar says, this is also true if the fear happened because of some other creature, like another animal. A Bryce clearly says, Shimon Lazar means to say that the fear created by another animal is like fear created by people, not like the fear created b'dei shamayim. Rabbi Rachana was traveling in the desert and found rams with shriveled lungs. He asked in the Beis Medrash if there was a way to determine why they became shriveled. They told him, in the summertime, you can fill a white earthenware keli with cold water and put the lungs into it for 24 hours. If they become healthy looking, it means the fear that was caused to them, caused them to shrivel, happened b'dei shamayim, and the animal is there for kosher. And not a if not, then it's a treifa. In the wintertime, you do the same test, but use a dark earthenware keli with lukewarm water. Mishnah then said, Hagiluda. A bright says, with regard to a skinned animal or a man, says it's kosher, Chum says it's a treifa. Allah's Safran, Rabbi Yechanan, and Yechem and Gudgida already testified that such an animal is a treifa. Shimon Lazar said that Rav Meir retracted his view. Frankly, this suggests that Rav Shimon Lazar holds that Rav Meir argued regarding this initially. However, Bryce says that Rav Shimon Lazar said that Rav Meir and the Chum don't argue and hold that a skinned animal is a treifa. And Rabbi Shaya, the son of Rabbi Yehuda the perfumer, said in front of Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Rav Tarfon, that a skinned animal is a treifa, but if there is skin the size of a cell that remains on it, it's kosher. So it's shver. And from Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, when he said that they don't argue, he meant that ultimately they did not argue. Frekmar, where in the body does the cell of skin have to be? Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, said it must be down the length of the entire spine. Frekmar, does this mean it can be a thin strip that can add up to the size of a cella, or that it must be the width of a cella all the way down the entire spine? Frekmar already explained in the name of Shmuel that it must be the width of a cella all the way down the entire spine. Rabbi Bachana said the cella-sized skin must be on all the main joints, the vertebrae, the legs, and the thighs. Rabbi Tignes in the name of the son of Rabbi Yane said, it must be at the place of the belly button. What if the skin was only removed from the entire spine, or only from the belly button, or only from the main joints? Take a look at that shayla. Rav said the cella-sized skin can be anywhere in the body other than the place of the hooves, from the lower part of the leg. Rabbi Yochanan said that even the skin of this area saves the animal from being a treifa. Rabasi asked Rabbi Yechanan whether the skin of the place of the hooves can save the animal from being a treifa. Rabbi Yechanan said, it does. Rabasi asked them, you taught us a Mishnah that said that the skin in that area is considered to be meat. Rabbi Yechanan said, I teach that Mishnah as being the opinion of an individual, meaning only a Yochid, as can be seen from a Braisa.